Hello, welcome to the first episode of our Get Organized for Life podcast series. I'm your host, Pat DePalma, productivity and organization expert and owner of Organized for Life in Wilmington, Delaware. In our series, we'll be talking about productivity, organization, and time management, how and why to simplify your business and your life, and to more effectively manage all those things that you have to do. We have some great topics prepared, and from time to time, we'll have some guests. But we also want to hear from you. What questions would you like answered, or what would you like us to talk about in future episodes? If you have a burning question or a topic you'd like us to talk about, just send an email to podcast@organizedforlifedelaware.com, and we will do our best to address it on air. So again, my name is Pat DePalma. I am a productivity and organization expert, and I am a member of the National Association of Productivity and Organizing Professionals, which, as it sounds, is a group of productivity and organization specialists throughout the country, and actually some members from other countries as well. We have continuing education that we are able to take through the organization, and we get a lot of benefits as well. So for our first episode, I thought I'd let you in on a little secret. Getting organized is simple. We can all understand it, right? Clear out your clutter, organize what you have left, and keep it that way. Simple, right? But it's not easy. There are many reasons why we find it difficult to get organized. And so we ask ourselves, well, why bother, right? What is the big deal about being organized? What is that going to do to improve my life? And well, there's actually a lot of things it's going to do to improve your life. If you are organized, you will spend less time on the things that you have to do, giving you more time for the things that you want to do. There are all sorts of statistics that show how much time disorganization costs us. We spend 1 year of our lives looking for lost items. Did you know that if you got rid of excess clutter, you could eliminate 40% of the housework in your home? Did you know that 30% of all employees' time is spent trying to find lost documents and missing information? Workers actually spend an average of 14 and a half hours a week. That's almost 2 working days. Checking, reading, arranging, deleting, and responding to email. Generally, when email management is not actually the primary job that they've been hired for. And if you're organized, it actually will save you money as well. I mean, obviously, if you buy less, you will spend less. A lot of times, too, what we do is we know that we have something that we need and we can't find it, so we run out and buy it again, costing us money that we don't need to spend. And more than 9% of U.S. households rent a storage unit at an average cost of over $90 a month. And actually in the Wilmington-Newark area, that figure is a little bit higher, around $110 to $125 a month. And most of what we have in this storage unit is stuff that we probably don't really need. And maybe one of the biggest and perhaps one of the biggest reasons and perhaps less understood reasons will reduce your stress. You know, when you are organized and your life is running smoothly, a lot of that low-level stress that we sort of take for granted will go away. 1/3 of business professionals in the U.S., Britain, and Asia say they've suffered from stress-related health problems brought on by too much information. You know, they have information overload, and it's stressing them out. You know, we tend to recognize all the big stressors in our lives, right? But we don't necessarily recognize the toll that all of these little daily annoyances can take on us. You know, fighting with overfilled drawers, cabinets, closets, not being able to find our keys when we're ready to leave the house, all those sort of things kind of have this low-level stress effect on us. And if you are organized and don't have those things, you will feel a lot less stress. So, you know, if it's so great to be organized, why don't we all do it, right? Why aren't we all organized? Well, we said before that the concept is simple, but the execution is not. Well, part of it is that what I've noticed is a lot of people equate getting organized with decluttering, right? Everybody talks about all these organization shows and all of these. Most of them focus on the decluttering aspect, but that is actually just the first step in getting organized. You know, first you have to declutter, but then you have to, if we're talking about physical objects, find good homes for them and then maintain that system, which involves changing our habits and all of that. So none of that is easy to do. Also, a lot of people, you know, they just don't know how, right? That no one's really ever taught them how to be organized. Maybe they didn't see that as they were growing up. So if you don't know how to do it, it's going to stop you in your tracks, right? A lot of people say that they don't even know where to start. Like, it's just too much. They've gotten too overwhelmed and they don't even know where to begin. Or I've also heard a lot of people say, well, you know, I've tried before and it just didn't take. So, you know, I'm just hopeless. As far as I'm concerned, No one is hopeless. Everyone can make improvements. They just perhaps need some direction. Organizing is really very personal. So even if you've read every organizing book out there, if you don't find the right method that speaks to you, then it may not work. That doesn't mean you're a failure. It just means you haven't come up with the right methodology or the right motivation for yourself. Without getting too hung up on decluttering, but one of the reasons decluttering is so bad, in addition to the above, is that we have a lot of stuff going on with our stuff. We have a lot of emotional attachment to a lot of the things we have for any number of reasons. So that in itself, especially the more we have, the more difficult it tends to be to release. So there are a lot of strategies that can be used to help with that. You know, another reason people maybe don't get take the time to get organized is because it takes time, right? We're all really busy. We all have a lot of demands on our time. But what I like to say is, you know, if you don't have time to get organized, then you really don't have time not to get organized. You need to make an upfront investment of your time so that the remainder of your life will go more smoothly. So when we're talking about the time aspect as well, you know, other things I hear related to that are, well, I need to be doing something that makes money instead, from business owners, or, you know, well, I'll just do it next week, or I have more important things to do, or, you know, I just can't do it. And there are responses, there are answers to all of those. But, you know, I think what happens is people just don't understand how it can change your life, you know, how this bit of effort, and, you know, it's not easy, especially if you have a lot of stuff and a lot of demands on your time, but it's worth the effort because it really will change your life. Some of the things, just in a general way, that you can do is, you know, to be more organized and productive, you have to kind of accept that, you know, you're at a place where things need to change and accept that it's going to take time. You don't have to do this all in a day. You know, you didn't accumulate all these things in an hour. You didn't overcommit yourself in 1 hour, and you're not going to get rid of everything in an hour either. You may also need to adjust the expectations of others in order to meet your goals. So it's really about, you know, what are my goals? What is organized enough for me? What do I want my life to look like? What do I want my space to look like? What kinds of things do I really want to do, but I, quote, don't have time, unquote? Those are the goals you set, and then you work towards that in the organizing process. You need to be mindful, right? You know, you need to make conscious decisions of how you spend your time and how you spend your money. We're all creatures of habit, and if our habits are keeping us from being organized and productive, then we need to replace those habits with new ones. If you overbuy and you overcommit, you can counter that by stopping for a second and thinking before you pull out the plastic to buy that next, you know, your 15th pair of black pants, or before we say yes to another activity. Stop and ask yourself, do I need this? Do I love this? Will I use it? Do I have space for it? With your time and your obligation, you say, well, will saying yes to this activity further my goals? Or is it going to keep me from doing something else that's really more important to me? Because that's really what it is. We want to please other people. We don't want to miss a party. We want to do all these things. But you have to realize that sometimes you have to say no to some things so that you have the time to say yes to other things. And one of the big things is, you really need to believe that you can do it, because you can. You may need help, and there's no shame in that. You know, that's the other thing. One of the biggest things I hear from people is, oh, I can't let you in my house till I clean it up. Which, of course, if you think about that, is a little bit silly, right? People tend to be embarrassed if they have a lot of clutter, and as if it's some sort of character flaw. And it's really not, right? It's just a problem that needs to be solved. And any professional that comes into your home to help you with that is not going to judge you for that. You know, we are just there to help you get where you it is that you want to be. All right, so now if you are intrigued and you would like to learn more about how you can get organized and be more productive and better manage your time, stay tuned, because in our next episode, we're going to talk a little bit more about organizing your stuff and your space, your physical possessions, and how you store them both at home and at the office. Thank you so much for listening. This is Pat DePalma with Get Organized for Life podcast, wishing you a good day. Thanks for listening.